You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
We're back here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. Just got finished talking with Emory Sport and Football Coach John Famallo. And again, you can get the complete write-up, and you can also check out the archived interview with Coach Famallo at CastleCountryRadio.com. But since we talked high school football, I think it's only fitting that we move in and start talking college slash NFL. Now, the draft is set for April 28th. That's a Thursday, April 28th. And one school in Utah that is getting a whole lot of pub around the NFL draft, and it's kind of out of the norm, that's Southern Utah University. Typically, we're talking about the Utes and the Cougars and the Aggies, but Southern Utah has about 2 to 3 players that are actually on draft boards right now. It'd be a record for that school. One of those players in particular set the all-time FCS record for sacks and tackles for loss, and he's joining us right now over the phone. We have Southern Utah defensive end James Couser. James, first off, great to get you on today. I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, it's crunch time for you. We're going to talk about your career at Southern Utah here in just a bit, but now you're getting set for the NFL draft. I know you've had the Combine, Pro Day, all that good stuff, and now we're just a few weeks away from the NFL draft. What a fun time for you personally, I'm sure.
It's been a grind. It's been crazy. It's been like every emotion ever, and it's just been fun. It's the dream. It's what I've been thinking about since I was a little kid.
Your career at Southern Utah, I mean, you cap it off by winning a Big Sky Conference championship. First off, did you ever think that you would be a part of a team at Southern Utah that would bring the first Big Sky championship to the school?
It was always on my mind. I mean, we were always, like, setting that goal, and we thought it was possible. Like, you never know where the cards were going to fall, so when it actually happened, it was an unbelievable feeling.
You guys definitely had your fair share of close calls throughout the year. The defense is getting a lot of love right now at Southern Utah, to say the least. I mean, Miles Kilbrew is another one that we expect to get his name called come draft day. So we may have two guys on the defensive side of the ball at Southern Utah selected to the NFL draft. That's fantastic.
Yeah, even LaShawn Sims is looking at a pretty draftable grade right now, too. There's probably going to be three.
Right. I'll be honest with you, James. I never thought, at least here, you know, relatively, so that we would see this happen at Southern Utah. I think it speaks wonders to Coach Ed Lamb, but you guys, you took the opportunity and you ran with it. I mean, it's fantastic. A lot of pub for Southern Utah football.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we put a lot of work. We've been working together, us three, for like 4 years now, you know what I mean? Just running hills, doing footwork, doing all that extra stuff. This is what we dreamed about, and it's kind of coming to fruition right now.
Yeah, let's talk about your individual accolades as you leave Southern Utah. First off, Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year, FCS all-time leader in sacks and tackles for a loss. That's a pretty hefty resume.
Yeah. It's kind of cool how things worked out like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, going into your senior campaign, was that the expectations that you had set, or did this even surpass your wildest expectations?
Oh, wildest pass for sure. Like, I did not think going into my freshman year I was going to be all-time sack leader of FCS or TFL. Like, I was just looking to make the team and help us win, honestly. It was kind of crazy how just, like, you know, hard work, being around good people, doing the right thing works out. Like, people say it does.
Well, I'll tell you, and this may be odd, but from a Southern Utah alum, I was so excited to watch you play in the East-West Shrine Game. I mean, typically we're talking about the Utah Utes, we're talking about the Utah State Aggies. There were only like a half a dozen players from the FCS that were invited to the East-West Shrine Game. You actually made an impact in the fourth quarter. I think you played roughly 30 snaps in that game. I was so stoked to see a Southern Utah guy in the East-West Shrine Game. What was that experience like for you?
It was a fun experience. It was crazy. The East-West Shrine Game, like, they do it really well, and it's fun. Like, the best part is going to the hospital with the kids. That's easily the best part. But then it's like business. It really is. Practice is intense. Off the field is intense because there's scouts everywhere trying to talk to you, meet with you. So, I mean, it's a roller coaster to ride as well.
Yeah, as far as all-star games go, the Pro Bowl, not a lot of people have a lot of interest in the Pro Bowl, and I try to get this through people's mind. College is not like that. I mean, this is a showcase for you guys, so you are playing extremely hard in these games.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially in practice, too. That's really where, like, microscope is on you and people are looking at you in the practice the week before.
As far as the draft grade that you've been given after the combine and the pro day, where do you expect to fall in this NFL draft, or have you even thought about that?
People always tell me middle rounds, but that's kind of just what I hear. I'm just looking to go somewhere. I'm looking for my shot, honestly. People always ask me, where do you want to go? Where do you want to, you know, what team do you want to play for? My answer is the same every time. Like, it doesn't matter. Just give me the opportunity. Let me go play.
Watching the East-West Shrine Game, Mike Mayock, who I definitely respect a lot, great football analyst, compared you to Jared Allen. He said, this is an interesting cat. I remember the quote. He said, this is an interesting cat, compared you to Jared Allen. What a comparison, right?
Oh, it's crazy to me when people say that, because I watched him play for years. If people say we're even somewhat similar, it's a super big compliment.
Well, you watched him play for years. Is that one of the many, or is that the player that you looked up to growing up? I mean, who kind of set the tone for you as a kid?
I think you hit the nail on the head, for that. But when you said one of the many, like, I like to watch everybody. You know what I mean? I've been watching Jared Allen. I've been watching, like, even Connor Barwin from the Eagles, Clay Matthews back when he was an outside backer rushing. You know what I mean? I just try to piece together everything I can and just do what I can. So initially modeling after one person.
Give me your best fit. Would it be playing outside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme? Would you prefer to play a defensive end out of a 4-3? I mean, what fits best for you?
You know, I think that's what's something I can do. I can do it both. I know the 3-4 teams have kind of been a little more excited about me as I've talked to them. But I mean, even with that being said, I think I could do it as a D end too. So I just have to add a little more weight. That's all.
Yeah, I definitely think you have the speed, absolutely. You run a 4.8 40 at the combine. Not too shabby there. What were some of the oddball interview questions that you were asked by teams? Did anyone ask you a question that kind of threw you off a little bit?
I don't know. I get asked this a lot because there's been like a lot of hype about the oddball questions. I didn't get any. Everything was pretty chill. I think everyone was kind of like trying to be careful. They didn't want to get in trouble this year. So I just got some pretty normal questions. You know what I mean? Just asked about who I am.
I want to ask you about coming back following your mission. Now, you're 25 years old. I've always been of the mindset that when a kid comes back from his mission, first off, his body is more mature. But aside from the body, what you can, you know, how you can grow mentally on your mission, I'm sure that played a big factor into where you are today and maybe even to the records that you managed to break at the FCS level. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I think that's exactly right. Like, I came back really light. I came back at 205. Because I went to China, so I just ate rice and vegetables the whole time. But coming back, trying to get back to 250, the playing weight, like you said, I mean, I was a lot better at setting goals, a lot better at taking things seriously. I think that only helped me.
You know, you played for Coach Ed Lamb, who was monumental in turning the Southern Utah football program around. He's in a great position now, taking the assistant head coaching job at BYU with Kalani Sitake. Really sad to see Coach Lamb leave. I'll be honest, I'm shocked that Coach Lamb was at Southern Utah for as long as he was, to be honest. But to see Coach Lamb go, what was your initial thought on that?
Kind of saw it coming. You know what I mean? Like, Coach, like you said, everyone just kind of was hoping he'd stick around as long as he could. Because, you know, he's a fantastic man. Like, beyond what he is as a coach, he's just, like, a great guy. And so you knew someone was going to come and just pick him up. And so I was just kind of hoping he'd last through my career, honestly.
James, I want to ask you about the pro day and the combine. What are the nerves like? Do you think about technique? Do you try to think about, you know, your form? Or do you just go out and play?
I was trying to think about my technique and trying to, like, figure out how I can best do it like that. Combine's far more intense than pro day, that's for sure. It's a long 4 days of the combine. It's an exciting 4 days. It's just a crazy experience. But then pro day's just kind of like, it's your backyard. It's, all right, this is what I've been doing for 4 years. Let's just go out and rip it.
Have you talked to anybody in the NFL, be it a coach, a general manager, or another player that you've kind of been starstruck with?
A little bit. The kid, the guy from the Patriots, where's 50? The big beard.
Rob Ninkovich?
Ninkovich! Yeah, Rob Ninkovich.
Okay.
When I was talking to him, I couldn't believe it. Like, it was beyond me. I can't believe I forgot his name. Like, I love watching him play. And so when I got an opportunity to talk to him, it was crazy.
What did he tell you?
Oh, he had a lot of really good things to say. You know what I mean? Most of it was just like, what I took from it was believe in yourself. Because, I mean, he had a kind of a rough journey coming up. He was drafted not where he wanted to be. He didn't really get the shots that he wanted. He was cut a couple times, but he kept believing, and now look what he's doing. So when he was saying, he's like, no one in the world believed in me but me. And so I was able to make it happen. So he said, no matter what, believe in yourself and just work hard.
With that being said, do you feel that you're somewhat of an underdog coming from an FCS school opposed to an FBS where the majority of the players are selected? Does that play into, you know, the combine, the pro day, and the interview? Is that a question that you've been asked?
Of course. I mean, a small school is definitely something that people think about. But, I mean, once you start, like, running with everybody and playing football, like, they forget where you're from and they just see a football player. So, I mean, at first when you're talking to people, they're like, oh, small school guy. They kind of look at you like that, so you do have that underdog. But then when you start playing, they go, oh, whoa, you really can play. All right, let's go.
Former Southern Utah football player James Couser joining us over the phone as he prepares for the NFL draft. James, you're also going to be featured on Game Changers, which is a TV segment for NFL Network. This is actually pretty neat. I'm looking forward to watching you.
Dude, like, I wasn't really sure what to expect going into it, but like Steve Mariucci, Willie McGinnis were like really upbeat, like, really into it coaches. It was just like a good time. You know what I mean? They were like pretty intense on the drills that we were doing. They really wanted us to do them like as best we can and get us better. And it was just a fun time just to like be around some really good players and really good coaches.
Have you learned anything from your experience on Game Changers? And if so, what?
That's a really good question. I think I learned like, because I was surrounded by big name people. You know what I mean? Like Shaq Lawson, Shalit Calhoun, Robert Kimbichi. Like those are the people with me. And it's just like this sort of thing. Once I get going, it's one of the guys. Like, small school doesn't matter. That's something I was kind of learning.
We'll end with this. I think this is a great question to end with. So you get selected into the NFL. James Couser, there's the snap. He comes around the far side. Any quarterback in the NFL right now, you could sack. Clean shot on that QB. Who's it going to be?
Oh, I've been asked this a couple times, and I always say, like, it doesn't matter because it really doesn't, but I think maybe like I want to go for a big name guy. You know, like a Tom Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, maybe Eli Manning. Just someone like with a big name. That's what I'd want to say.
I respect Tom Brady. I think he's the greatest. I think he's the greatest that's ever played the game. I want to see a Southern Utah alum pop Tom Brady in the backfield for a loss. That's what I want to see.
Hey, I'd love to see that too.
James, hey, it's been so much fun to talk with you. I don't want to take any more of your time. I know you're a busy guy, but again, it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we'll flip back over to the local sports scene because we have a change in times for the USU Eastern baseball games this weekend. Final homestand of the year, originally scheduled for Friday and Saturday. Because of the weather, those dates have changed. It's now tomorrow and Friday. Coach Scott Madsen will join us to recap what happened last week and talk about this week's set of games, which is the final homestand of the year. We're going to wrap up Drive Time Sports with another Coach's Corner here in just a moment.